This is today's Garden Bite. I'm Terry Knight. The United States has 3,000 conservation districts. They're an important part of working with climate change by working with millions of cooperating landowners and operators to help them manage and protect land and water resources on private and public lands in the United States. The association was founded on the philosophy that conservation decisions should be made at the local level, with technical and funding assistance from federal, state, and local governments and the private sector. While not all are called soil and water, almost every state has some type of conservation district. Minnesota, Wisconsin, and South Dakota, among others, include renewable natural resources. I have links to each of them on GardenBite.com. 3 years ago, I bought plants from the Rice County Soil and Water Conservation District for my butterfly garden. They do an amazing job of raising native plants for sale in the spring. Check your local conservation districts to see what they offer to the home gardener. Rice County has butterfly gardens along with a rain garden selection. Native plants specifically selected for my area. They also sell trees and shrubs. I can select transplants, pot grown, and or bare root natives. One offering on the list is the thornless honey locust. I love this airy, easy-care, fast-growing tree. Its delicate leaves are finely textured, so you get this amazing, graceful shimmer even in a light breeze. It gives beautiful, filtered shade and has delicate, sweet-smelling white flowers in spring and yellow-gold fall foliage. It also has these cool-looking brown seed pods that are great for crafting. Oh, and it's really tolerant of urban spaces. I have pictures, links, and more on GardenBite.com. Find Garden Bite on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, and YouTube, too. Send me your comments, questions, and suggestions for future bites. That's today's Garden Bite. I'm Terry Knight.